Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Among the first states to ban red flag laws, Wyoming tests the prohibition's constitutionality. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Wyoming has enacted legislation banning red flag gun laws, making it one of the first states to do so. According to WyoFile, Senate File 109, Prohibit Red Flag Gun Seizure Act prohibits local entities from implementing such laws and restricts the use of state or federal funds for red flag laws. Bill sponsor Senator Bo Bightman of Ranchester said on the Senate floor, "What we are doing is we're prohibiting law-abiding citizens from having their guns taken away without due process." This move has received broad support in Wyoming, although concerns about its constitutionality were raised during legislative debates. The law imposes penalties on those who enforce red flag gun seizures and prohibits federal red flag gun laws from being implemented in the state. The legislation passed the House with majority support despite attempts to amend it. While Wyoming has not experienced widespread enforcement of red flag laws, the debate reflects broader national discussions on gun control measures and mental health interventions. Federal official asserts Hageman's Rock Springs bill undermines public input. U.S. Representative Harriet Hageman introduced a bill, House Bill 6085, to block the implementation of the Rock Springs Resource Plan revision by the Bureau of Land Management in southwest Wyoming. WyoFile reported the plan proposes a conservation alternative that aims to protect valuable wildlife habitat, including sage-grouse habitat and migration routes for pronghorn and deer. However, Wyoming communities dependent on activities like oil and gas drilling and grazing opposed the plan, claiming it would harm their economy and lives. BLM Principal Deputy Director Nada Wolf Culver testified against Hageman's bill, arguing that it undermines public input and the BLM's ability to manage public lands. Conservationists also opposed the bill, suggesting that the plan may still undergo adjustments to accommodate local interests. Despite Hageman's efforts, it is unlikely that the bill will become law, according to Democratic Representative Joe Negus, who encouraged engagement with the BLM rather than introducing legislation to halt the planning. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.